Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I found a sheet cake downstairs like an hour ago, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I didn't know I wanted sheet cake until I saw the sheet cake in the kitchen downstairs.
No, you've been talking about it nonstop. Yeah. What kind was it? Vanilla or chocolate or marble?
It was chocolate, and it had like a filling layer in the middle. It looked like it was like next level. It wasn't like a store-bought sheet cake.
Oh.
It looked like it was... It looked
like
pretty
bakery,
good.
Bakery style,
yeah,
like fancy.
Yeah, it looked like a bakery. And it was covered, so it may not be too dry.
Oh, well.
Oh, God. I'm already plotting how we can justify having some of this.
How long do you think it's been in there? We're going to have to go down and like do a little bit of a test. You can, if, when you touch it, you'll be able to feel whether there's the crusty little overlay. Do you know what I mean?
Cut into the middle of it, though.
You know, just go in the middle. Go around the crustiness.
Yeah. Somebody had a birthday here yesterday.
It must have been
yesterday.
Station. Yeah.
Somebody in the office, and there was a big sheet cake, and they, I'm sure, cut it up and had cake and candles and all that, and they left it there saying, anybody wants this, you can have it. There's no note or anything like that.
Right.
I'm sure that's what happened.
It looks edible, though.
It totally looks edible.
I ate from the vending machine yesterday, so I know it wasn't on there yesterday, so it must be pretty new.
So you figure it probably... arrived yesterday afternoon, so
yeah,
it's only 7:45 in the morning. So it hasn't even
hours.
Been. It hasn't even been here. Yeah, no, it's perfectly
old.
Fine. Right. I would say that we're okay. Yeah. Do you think any bacteria has settled in?
No, cake.
Do you eat office food? That's really what it boils down to. Are there standards you have with food that gets either delivered to the office because somebody brought in stuff from a tailgate they had over the weekend? Somebody brings chili in on Monday morning after
and
the
Patriots
game.
Yeah,
I know.
Would you go in on that?
Not a chili. I would do pizza. Pizza left over from the day before. I would eat pizza.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
Oh,
cold pizza, and I'd heat it
You're
up a little bit.
You're asking a girl who eats like. Chicken,
like
chicken
salad
and
eggs.
Yeah, and Whoppers and Baconators and stuff. You're asking her if she has standards. She gets hard-boiled eggs out of the vending machine.
No, out of the refrigerator, and they're hard-boiled. They're okay.
No, it's a vending machine.
It's fine. They're hard-boiled. They're cooked. They're not raw.
No, but,
but
you're buying eggs out of a vending machine.
Leave me alone.
And I mean,
food you don't know the origin of that's just left, orphaned, on the counter. You know, everybody's... Picture, like, everybody's seen The Office. Picture, you know, the show The Office, when they go in where the machine is, you know, where the machines are.
Oh,
Kitchen's just like that. There's a couple machines there, and there's a table.
Mm-hmm.
And people, like, leave ketchup packets and,
everything.
You know, soy sauce and occasionally food. I'm coming around on the sheet cake. I'm like, I don't think I want any of this after all.
I don't know either. I've got to go look at it.
Yeah, you got to inspect it a little bit.
I got to look at it.
But I'm amazed at what people will eat in that the teacher's room or the jock lounge or the break room. It's amazing what you leave and people will eat.
That's
anything.
It. What people will walk away from, because it's usually, you think it's like baked goods or cake or something like that, but every once in a while you see like what looked like a tray of lasagna.
And wings.
Or ribs and wings, and it's somebody just walked away from it and they're all gone.
And no, you could leave like
a for days.
No, you could leave, I swear to God, like a 5-day-old hot dog in a soggy bun somewhere.
And someone will eat it.
And it'll be gone.
Yeah,
somebody will eat it.
Hot dog,
in a pinch.
It's covered in preservatives. It's not going to be too bad for you. Hello. Hi, Magic. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kristen. I'm calling about the whole food in the office thing.
Yeah, what about it?
So I'm a nurse, and so we're notorious for like bringing in food for each other, but we do it shift to shift because, you know, stuff just grows in the hospital. And so the night shift brings in stuff, and usually by the morning, unless it's like package things like individual candies wrapped or something like that, we usually pitch everything before like the morning shift comes in, because the last thing you want is someone calling out because they got
but
that sounds like a good
If there was a cake that arrived here yesterday afternoon, probably around lunchtime, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock, do you think it's safe for us to eat it this morning?
I mean, it's cake. I mean, how often do you guys leave cake? I mean, I'm sure when you guys have birthday parties at your house, it's, well, I don't know, Mike.
Couple days.
Lasts a little bit longer because we buy extra large. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're at your house and it's covered,
yeah,
same.
You know, they're being covered. The only thing is you just want to make sure no one put their fingers in it.
Right.
Well, wow. That's debatable here.
Well, this one, it's a sheet cake, and it's got a plastic cover on the top of it. So I think somebody took care to say, I'm going to leave it here, you know.
Yeah.
What I would do is if you get a piece, cut a piece from the middle because you know no one's touched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
See, now we have a professional. We have a nurse who says we can go ahead and eat it. I feel so much better.
Now, what about eggs from the refrigerator downstairs?
No, not refrigerator.
They
vending
are.
Machine.
It's in the refrigerator. It's cold.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming they probably right?
Yes, they restock it. It's not; they're not in there for days. Stop making
and
a face.
Cool. And it's cool, and they're cool. And I mean, people make hard boiled eggs ahead of time and leave them in the refrigerator for a week.
Right. I'm all good.
Yeah. Whatever helps you get through the night. Whatever helps you sleep at night, Kendra.
Okay.
Wouldn't be my choice.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for listening. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.